Hey there, 欢迎收听2020年 Apple Podcast 十大热门节目通勤学英语 15minutes.today。 我是 John 老师，想在通勤、午休、独自喝咖啡的时间让自己沉浸在英语环境，提升英语力吗？赶快订阅通勤学英语 Podcast， 成为通勤家族的一员。每日 John 老师会带着大家跟读英语时事趣闻，以及与其他资深英文老师们的时事趣闻讨论，陪伴着你一起提升英语力。 Let's get started with today's program。
Deadly disaster turns Italy's focus to illegal construction. A bulldozer paused and everything went silent in the night as a firefighter spotting a pink sweater in a generator's light reached into the mud-caked debris. This time, it was only a sweater. Torrential rains last weekend sent a powerful landslide plowing through Casamicciola Terme, a poor town on the southern Italian island of Ischia, killing 12 residents, including a newborn baby and two small children, and washing away houses and burying streets. This past week, rescue workers and volunteers continued to dig for survivors and to unearth the town from thick rivers of mud. But as some evacuees came back to search for their belongings, many felt an unwelcome scrutiny from a nation that was asking whether the island's abundance of illegally constructed houses had increased the vulnerability of a town that sits in a geologically fragile zone across the bay from Naples. Authorities have not clarified which buildings, if any, may have been illegally built, but a series of amnesties over decades from various Italian governments may have rendered most of them legal in any case. That has set off hand-wringing among politicians, including the far-right party of Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni, and a bitter round of finger-pointing over who was to blame. We have no zoning plans since the 1960s. Vincenzo Capuano, 64, a town resident, said, as friends emptied his basement of mud one bucket at a time. Politicians have never decided where residents can build here. There's no way to build legally. Illegal construction has blighted Italy's coastlines, hilly landscapes and cities. But the practice is especially endemic in the poorer southern regions, including Campania. On Ischia, an island of 63,000 famous for its thermal baths, 27,000 requests for amnesty on illegal works are pending, from altered windows to entire homes. Italy has a long history of condoning these illegal constructions, and the anticipation that another amnesty will always arrive has prompted offenders to keep building illegally, marring some of the country's most pristine beaches with shoddy and unsightly homes. On the night of the landslide, mud pounded Via Cellario and Via Santa Barbara, the most damaged residential streets, washing away about 10 homes. Within them, 4 children slept. The youngest, a 22-day-old infant, was found dead in his dead mother's arms.
Thanks for tuning in. 记得我们每日跟读精选词汇以及 Intense Podcast 节目都在各大 Podcast 平台同步放送。也欢迎分享我们官网 www.15minutes.today 以及 Facebook 粉专给亲朋好友。同情学英语 ，Improving your English on the go. Catch you in the next one. 我们下期见。